Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
G'day, you good motherfuckers of the Buttsman here. Welcome to the Cancelman Hour podcast. Another week, episode 52. Ladies and gentlemen, it's great to be here. And as always, I am joined by Joshua Bluey the Third Nielsen. Great to have you here, Joshua. Welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure. Bluey the Third, I don't mind that.
Yeah, not bad.
Sounds pretty regal.
Bluey the Third. Yeah. I tell you what, it's been a marvelous time. It's great to be back.
What's happening? How is everyone?
Fuck, I'm fucked.
You're better than, you were crook as a dog last week.
Oh, it's gotten worse.
It showed, your attitude stank.
It's gotten worse. Let me show you a photo.
I want more from you this week. What's happening?
Let me show you a photo. So let's rewind a few days. I think it was on last Friday.
Take me back.
Let me rewind to last Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I get to the gym.
Congrats.
Pretty big. Pretty big guy. And I notice that one of my legs is
one of the three.
One of my right leg, the calf muscle, but not the calf in that area around the front.
That's your shin, I believe.
Well, the muscle part area, swollen as fuck.
Oh Jesus!
Now, I've played a lot of contact sports. I've done kickboxing, all that type of shit. If you've got a swollen shin, it's usually from that, right? But here's the story. I didn't hit anything. So I go, what the fuck is going on here? And I walk over to Claire on the bike and I say, what the fuck's going on with my leg?
Oi, bitch.
I walked over three other women before that.
Yeah.
And said, what the fuck? This is my leg. See how it's swollen?
That's pretty swollen.
It's pretty swollen, yeah. Right? And I don't have big legs. I've got very chicken legs.
Swollen towards the top of the shin on the outside for those listening.
Don't show the people this.
No,
it's a gross photo.
That's what I'm describing it.
Thank you. It's a very disgusting.
And also, it's hideous.
It's a bad leg. It doesn't look good.
It's not good.
It doesn't add anything to the image, that's for sure.
This angle's bad. You look like you've got bowed legs.
I know. I don't. I swear.
You don't, but it looks like you do.
Now, let me just say this.
A bit David Bowie.
I do look like I got bowed legs. I think it's because I'm holding my legs together.
That's what the old sailors, when they got scurvy out at sea, their legs used to bow.
Oh, right.
There you go.
Some of your best work. Older blokes have it because their cartilage starts to wear away in the middle.
Well, you've got it for as well, so.
Go me. So I send that photo to a mutual friend, Lachlan Harmon.
Great physio.
One of the best physios in Newcastle.
Now, I'd say the world.
If not the universe.
Easily.
An ancient universe.
He's good.
He's very good. I was with him today, actually, which I'll get into in a minute.
Did he go, Jesus Christ, what's wrong with your legs?
I say, Lockie, can I borrow you for a second? And he's used to me freaking out about weird shit.
And asking for free advice.
He said, anytime. You know, I paid him this morning. Now, I say to him, what the fuck's going on with my leg here? And he goes,
where do we want to start?
He goes, is it hot? I said, no, it's not hot at all. He goes, is it painful? I said, no. He goes, mate, I'm worried you got a clot.
Ooh.
And I go, you reckon? He goes, probably get to the hospital.
Oh, that would have sent you into fucking meltdown. you already would have been going like,
I already Googled it and said I had heart failure.
This light bit of swelling could kill me. I'll just seek some medical advice. And he goes, get to the hospital. Fuck! Which is exactly what would happen.
I Googled it and said I've either got a clot or heart failure.
And then your mate.
And then my mate, who's a medical professional, said, mate, that's not good. Probably get to the hospital.
Oh, fuck, I'm dead.
So I was freaking out, naturally. But the only reason I was freaking out is because I hadn't had any contact injuries. I hadn't kicked it. And you know if you kicked your shin that hard to make that bruise.
Hey, it's pretty swollen.
So anyway, I go to the doctor because my doctor is only just around the corner and he gets me in 20 minutes. I said, it's urgent. and Dr. Pete, lovely guy, old Knights doctor, legend.
Pete, well, we should probably shouldn't say his name, should we?
Probably not.
But he is a legend.
Great guy. And he goes, It was really funny because Claire and I both walk in, and he's a lovely man, and he goes, "How are you, Claire? How's the pregnancy?" And she's answering questions.
Trying to small talk. You're going, fuck that,
Doc. And I'm there going, I'm itching. I'm going, fuck. Yeah. What about me, Luke?
Fuck the pregnancy, mate. Look at my swollen shin.
And he takes a look and he goes, nah, it's not a clot. I go, oh, thank Christ. He
it's
goes,
worse.
Oh, it's cancer. He said, you need to go next door and get an ultrasound though because it's a bit weird. So I go next door, get an ultrasound. This is all in the afternoon on Friday. It's supposed to be a relaxing day. Turns out to be the worst day of my life.
It could have been the last day of your life.
I know. Imagine that. Where would the Patreon money go?
Oh, me and Gabe would fucking split it up, I'm sure.
So I go to the ultrasound, and old mate's having a look around. He goes, nah, mate, no clots. Looks fine. He said, it is, though, a hematoma.
Oh.
Which is a bruise.
Bleeding.
Yeah, it's just a bruise. Yeah. It's just a bit of swelling.
How?
So this is the thing. I go to the physio this morning. And the only injury that I've had in that area was I rolled over in bed in the middle of the night and I felt like my knee got caught on something. I don't know if anyone's ever had this feeling, but in like your knee joint, like it got caught on something. So I roll over in bed and I'm like, ah, fuck, ouch, like in the middle of the night. Anyway, turns out, I go to Lockie today, physio. He goes, mate, you've torn your meniscus.
What?
I've torn my meniscus in bed.
In your sleep?
In my sleep.
Jeez, that's a... Don't tell... I mean, I know people on the pod... Don't tell people that's how you did it, please. That's very embarrassing.
So I don't know if I've sort of like partially heard it prior or something, but basically I've torn it in bed. Like Claire's there, but alone, asleep, in the middle of the night.
Maybe you need a softer mattress, mate.
I've torn my meniscus.
That's... I know I say a lot of things are gay on this podcast, but that's pretty gay.
It's pretty gay. It's not good. And so
that's
so I'm walking around in pain for a week.
Freaking out.
So what had happened is I'd torn my meniscus. A lot of swelling has happened in the area, caused what's called a Baker cyst at the back of my knee. And then when I've crouched down on that day, because Rosie went to the vet and I crouched down and gave her a kiss because I'm fucking cute as.
Come here, Papa.
It's burst the cyst. Oh. The cyst has ruptured into the front of my leg.
It's pulled in your shin.
Pulled in my shin, and I've started to panic.
Wow. That's pretty crazy injury to do from sleeping.
What a fucking insane sleep
that's
injury.
That's wild. Yeah, I do. The only other person, like I know people that have, like, you know blokes that get like, if they get like an ACL done, and when they get the hamstring graft, so they'll do the ACL out of a bit of your hamstring. And they might, because your hamstring's so much shorter, they might kick out in their sleep. Like I got a mate that was having a dream, kicked out in his sleep and tore his hamstring.
Fuck, yeah.
Because it was so short.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, that's pretty, yours is pretty good too.
If this was commercial radio, we'd say, call up with your best sleep injuries, ladies and gentlemen, 131060.
What have you done in your sleep?
So
I've ejaculated.
I've never done that.
I've had one.
I've never had a wet dream. One. You'd have a couple.
Dead set, never had one. I envy people that have. Apparently they're mad.
I've had one.
Is it mad?
Mad's probably not what I'd say. I woke up coming on myself. Wouldn't say that's mad. I don't know, gay.
Imagine waking up going, mad.
You're like, wait, it's great.
Yeah. Well, you're still coming. Coming's pretty mad.
Coming is mad.
Coming is mad.
Yeah. Actually, you're right, Gabe. Coming is mad.
Can we have put that on a shirt?
Can we have that as
just black shirt, white letters. Mad. Coming is mad.
Can we have that as a fucking sound effect next week?
Yeah.
Coming is mad. That's great. The meniscus is all fucked up, and that means I can't run for like a couple of weeks, and I can't play the sport that I play.
Surgery required?
Surgery. I'm in an MRI, and they can do surgery, which is just a
meniscus
couple of
is like, if anything needs repairing when you do your knee, it's the meniscus.
Yeah, so they can put a couple of stitches in apparently.
Yeah.
But Lockie said he's got a few meniscus problems himself. And
yeah, Lockie destroyed his knee once and never really got it fixed.
Like, do you know how he did it?
He passed out sourcing.
Yeah.
He was drunk and he passed out while he was taking a piss and fell over.
He got up in the middle of the night and he like low blood pressure, passed out, fell out backwards and blew his fucking ACL out. See, everyone worries about doing their ACL playing footy or whatever. It's when you're least expected.
Sleeping and boozing.
You get cannonballed by yourself.
So you're out of your social sport that you play? That's why.
So I do play a social sport, and we're referring to it as a social sport because we're about to talk some shit about it.
And they may sue.
They may sue.
And we're not going to say what.
We're not going to talk about what it is. But basically, let me tell you this. I play a sport on a Monday night here in the town I live.
It's socially.
It's a social sport. Everyone's very relaxed in it, even though there was nearly a punch on the other week.
Similar vibes to like indoor netball.
Yeah.
Like some people take it too seriously. Most people are there to have fun, but there's some A-grade wankers there too.
So we were playing the other week. I played with a meniscus tear because I'm tough as fucking nails. Played a whole game.
Tough as a cock and a nail, this bloke.
Tough as a cock and a nail. That's exactly right.
That's a saying, yes.
And so with a broken meniscus, I played the whole game and we got in trouble because we didn't have enough subs, right? And one of the other guys had apparently, I didn't know, I just turned up. And he was wearing a different shirt. I don't know if he was registered to play or not registered to play, but this lady comes out of the canteen area screaming. This chubby woman comes out screaming and yelling and carrying on.
I know the lady.
The queen of Karen.
She's a bitch.
She came out screaming like a fucking gazelle.
Like a banshee.
Chased. Like a banshee.
Like a banshee.
Get off the field! And she pulls the referee in and the referee's getting in trouble and all this type of stuff.
For an alleged unregistered player.
For alleged unregistered player.
And that's worse than a war crime, that.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So the bloke that cops... So we get in trouble. The team gets in trouble about this. And I'll pull up the email that this particular competition sent through.
Keep it vague because they will fucking... They hear this. They will fucking carry on.
How do you know they're going to carry on?
Because I've had run-ins with this mob before myself.
What do you mean, run-ins?
I've had a run-in with them.
So you were playing in this particular sport?
I was playing the exact same place that you were playing at, in the exact same sport you were playing at. And I'm going to keep it vague to not get you in trouble.
Thank you.
Because I already got in fucking trouble off these fucking lemons. And I fucking, that's the reason I'm telling, heed my warning, Butterfield. They will fucking come for you. They suck.
So are they just, what's wrong with them?
They're losers.
Why?
Because as I've stated on this podcast before, is a game for losers by losers. Oh, shit, I said it. Oh, shit, I said it.
So much for keeping it vague.
We'll edit that out. That's from Patreon. Yeah. Edit that out in the live one.
Nah, just we'll bleep that.
Can we bleep? We bleep that?
Yeah, yeah. Bleep
that. When it goes live, we'll bleep that.
Can you bleep
it? We might be coming back in at a different point.
Just that, no, 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 bleep it, bleep it. Keep all this bleep in. It. Bleep it, but just put over his face like...
like censored
non-specific sport.
Yeah, like, yeah. Anyway, coming back in 3, 2, 1.
No, we're back. This is all happening. So that's why you should watch fucking Patreon.
It's really funny. Out of all the fucked up shit we've said on this podcast, that's the thing we're gonna censor.
Well, I don't know. I don't. This is what I'm worried about.
That was a genuine mistake too. I'm sorry.
If I talk shit, it's gonna get the team kicked out.
That is what will happen. They punished my team.
Oh, really? Because you wrote an article about them.
I wrote an article on my satirical news page, The Daily Blue. Check it out. It's very inactive. Check it out. I don't use it very often. And it wasn't even about that specific organisation.
It was the sport in general.
It was that sport in general that was just bleeped out before. Use your imagination, guys. Could be any sport. And I was just like, basically like what everyone thinks is like people who play this game and ref this game generally take it a bit too seriously, and that's something that should be laughed at. That got back to them, and they were like, your team's not allowed to play until you apologise and take it down. And I emailed it back and said, bash it up, you fucking ass. There is no way I'm apologising for that. Grow up. Like, what the fuck? Then it came time to play one night, and I was like, yeah. And then they're like...
So you turned up.
So I turned up. Just fucking, and they're like, the ref's like, yeah, mate, I'm not starting this game until you get off the field. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And he's like, and he was really embarrassed. He's like, I'm sorry, I've been told I'm not allowed to let you play. I was like, so I went over to the canteen. Same lady that fucking comes screeching out at you.
The
I was like, what's going on? And she's like, you need to apologise. And I was like, for what? If you didn't say anything, no one would even know that I was talking about you.
What did you say without using
it wasn't
the word?
It was just like...
Use the word cricket.
Yeah. So like cricket umpire at social comp thinks he's fucking at the Ashes generally the...
Are you talking about the old bloke?
It could be any of them.
It's just in general. Like, they're all lemons. Like.
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? And the article went well because everyone's like, yeah.
They are.
They are.
Relatable.
Yeah. They are. It's like, that's funny. And then they're like, you violated their social media policy. You're not allowed to be critical of da-da-da. And I was like, fuck you. Fuck your social media. Like, are you serious right now?
And their social media policy is, I do have it here.
Ooh.
I pulled it up.
Yeah, well, I had to pull it up too. And I wasn't even in violation.
Ooh.
It's a long, it's four pages. So we won't go into it too far. But it's like,
I'm just saying they're the type of people that if this gets back to them and they know we're talking about them, but they can't because we haven't
said anything.
No, apart from the bit that just got bleeped out before.
Isaac plays multiple sports on a Monday.
Yeah, he does. I do heaps of sports. I play.
I mean, where we live, there's that many sports on Monday. We're cool talking about any of them.
You're not allowed to share a photo or video content that could be seen as defamatory.
Yeah.
Leaving comments. Leaving product or service reviews. You cannot leave a negative review. You can't take part in conversations on a public or web forum. You can't edit a Wikipedia page about them. You can't publish negative or derogatory comments involving beep on your association's website.
Yeah.
Does it say you can't leave a review or you can't leave a negative review?
No, it just says leaving product or service reviews on retailer or customer review sites.
Okay.
So I imagine that they're only talking about negative ones.
Yeah.
For representatives, affiliation, staff using social media must not contain link to defamatory or harassing content. This applies to the use of illustrations or nicknames. Must not comment on or publish on confidential information. Must not bring the game of beep into disrepute in any way. And must not. This is crazy. They are.
I reckon that policy's been brought into play because of me. Genuinely.
You get first offense, you get a written warning.
Yeah, and I had this out with him because I said, this is my first offense, where the fuck's my written warning?
And their second offense is possible termination.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind getting fucking, you know who should have been terminated?
Isn't that mad?
It's fucking crazy.
And so,
it's a social stupid game.
And so basically, we got a funny name, which I can't use.
Don't use your name. That's why I got in trouble.
Yeah.
Because they said the fact that I used, so in the article that I wrote, I used my team's name.
Yep.
And they're like, that gave it authenticity. That's
so should I just give the team's name that's coming first in the comp?
Yeah. beep.
So it's been brought to our attention that your team played with an unregistered player. The referee sent him to the canteen to get a stamp and confirm his details. He was asked his details and provided false information.
Classic. Oi, the amount of people that do that at these things.
Oh, everyone does it.
We just need to ring in for 1 week and like, yeah, I'm not fucking paying Reggio. Just say you're fucking Gabe. Like,
don't get me wrong. I get it because of insurance. Yeah. I get it. But you don't need to be this harsh.
Yeah, just be like, look, guys.
The committee has met.
There's a committee.
And I've been on committees with rugby league competitions and stuff like that before when I used to play footy. The committees are the biggest bunch of cunts that ever live.
I think committees in general, any committee meeting is a joke.
They've met and revised their policy on unregistered players. Your team will lose 8 points and your delegate, which happens to be someone I know quite well, may have grown up with them, will be suspended for 2 weeks. And this person may or may not, he wasn't in the country at this point.
Oh, well, he's going to get a rude shot.
He's going to get a rude
shot.
They're
going to be waiting for him at the airport with the AFP.
If you do...
Fucking like AK-47s, they're like 2 weeks.
Sniffer dogs, 2 weeks.
Mate, they suck. This is why when we were talking about that sport the other time, I was like, fuck that sport. It sucks. this is why.
And then so I send this into the Cancer in our chat because everyone in the chat group that this team that I may or may not be in, we were blowing up. We couldn't believe it. My brother, who doesn't play for them.
Yeah, but if like-
if he did, hypothetically.
Example, yeah.
He sends them this fucking email that's like 3 pages long. You should read it because he's just finished his fucking business degree.
So he thinks he's like.
So he's done well, the young fella.
Nice.
Anyway.
Good to see someone in your family get an education.
Finally, not just fucking pretend to know what they're talking about. So Bluey's allegedly had this run-in. I've had this run-in because my team's been docked fucking 8 points. And then there's Gabe, who's missed that perfect cue to talk.
That I've also had a similar run in.
So you've been barred as well?
No, I didn't get barred.
Well, what happened?
Well, I had a similar run in where a player played unregistered and I was a delegate and I got a similar email from the association.
Not the association.
The association.
Oh,
getting docked the 8 points, which it's a social game. We didn't really give a fuck about.
That's what everyone's blowing up about. 8 points.
Oh, I don't care about the
points. 8 points is a harsh penalty,
isn't it? Like, yeah, maybe,
but it's a social game. Did you really care? Did
yeah, it's social for you, mate. When I play to win.
You're the one calling it a social game, dude.
There's normally punch-ons when I play. Yeah. It's great.
But like, people who don't care about their points getting docked whenever a chance of winning the comp.
No, yeah, that is true. We were losing games, so we were like, whatever.
You don't care. But when you're fucking winning every week and they dock you 8 points, you're like, motherfuckers.
It's fucked. So anyway, we're filthy.
But I got a warning.
Yeah.
We got a warning too, but then we kicked off.
I kicked off. The boys were ready to take a net. The boys were ready to fucking stand down.
I know. Well, we did this week.
Yeah.
We didn't have enough players, but we said we couldn't do it. But I've got a meniscus tear, so I'm happy to be the delegate and have 2 weeks off. Don't know if I told you I have a meniscus tear.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they suck and they annoy me.
Now, I got an email on the topic of sport. I got an email, and definitely not an email, a DM, from Sportshed TV. Do you know Sportshed TV?
Can't
Sportshed TV. They've got 1,000 followers on Instagram. Seem like some nice guys.
Respect.
Young dudes. Three Sydney-based sports enthusiasts creating a welcoming environment for all sporting fans. Now, they want to run a charity match like the Sidemen have in America, in England.
Yeah, that's you've got my attention.
But for footy.
Oh, yes, please.
Rugby league. Right?
Rugby league. So they've got a few people already named, and there's a few people waiting basically they need to get the dates locked in.
Yeah.
But there's a few people keen. I don't know all of the people that they sent through. I know Ollie Lankers.
Nah.
You know the
is he entertainer?
The English fella, the black fella?
Nah.
I think.
Tekkers or something.
Ollie Tekkers.
He's like big on TikTok and
He's
good. He makes good content.
He does. I think he's more of a soccer player, but he's been in Australia and talking about rugby a bit. But there's a few people, and he wanted to get me, and I said, well, I'll have to bring me offside.
We're a package deal.
Package deal. So that could be happening. They're trying to organise a stadium.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, right?
That'd be heaps of fun.
Tackle footy?
And I said to him, and I said to him, I just said, listen, you got to have some ex-NRL players in there. They said, oh, a few of the people we encouraged to come along and be a part of it said they don't want ex-NRL players. I said,
why?
Exactly.
What, like the people that like
the celebrities.
Tekkers didn't play up, grow up playing rugby league.
Yeah, but like that's no, the but funny
he's a
part.
he's a big dude.
That,
yeah,
you'll be right.
Don't be a pussy.
We should have him on the podcast.
Yeah,
Gabe, reach out to him.
I'll reach out.
Gabe, reach out.
Do something.
Write that down.
Get that done. So they didn't want, and I said, come on.
Yeah, that's like the appeal. It's like you're going to see some like YouTubers and some ex-footy greats.
Yeah, why wouldn't you do that?
That's like the fun. Like that'd be 100%. Sick.
Yeah, 100%. That'd be great. So that is in the works.
Yeah, cool. That'd be fun.
But I don't, it's in February apparently. So they said to me, are you keen? I said, yeah. They said, we don't know when. I was like, well, get back to me.
Yeah, well, when you got more details, let me know.
Let me know, bro.
Definitely keen. That'd be fun.
So what's happening, Blue?
Big week? Yeah, work Chrissy show on the weekend. It's that time of year, the silly season.
This weekend coming or you already had
just
it?
Just gone.
How was it?
It was big.
Work Christmas shows can be great. I once woke up from a work Christmas show with a pie next to my bed with
a dick hole in it.
No, with peas on it.
Oh, tiger pie from Harry's.
Yeah.
Nice.
For Harry DeWheels.
And it'd been fucked.
And it had been creamed. It was a cream pie. It was
full of cream and mince. It was a
big cream mincy pie. But Christmas shows are great.
Yeah, work Christmas show, good. Very good. Good bunch of young men that work for us.
Yep.
Did you
lay it on for them?
Yeah, of course we did, mate.
How much you put on the bar?
We drilled about $1,000 at the brewery at the Queen's Wharf Hotel.
So like 100 beers.
Yeah, about 100 schooners.
How many people you got working for?
Fuck, there was 10 of us.
So 10 beers each.
Yeah. Which is like,
it's pretty good.
Yeah, it was good. It was nice. Good.
I was trying to catch you out, being a tight ass.
What for? No, good luck, mate. I got no respect for money. That's what I don't know.
Is that a tax deduction?
I don't think you can write piss off on it. Oh, I think if you're taking like clients out for a lunch, but I don't think $1,000 on a fucking Friday arvo is going to fly when you go to the accountant. I'm not sure.
Well, you don't know. You could be talking about a big deal.
It could be entertaining.
Well, what about the Japanese? They are all about sake and stuff like that. Like they're all about every business meeting, they have to have sake there.
Yeah. I mean, that seems like a pretty racial assumption.
They do.
No. You know what else they love? Kamikaze.
I'm glad Bluey can crack himself up with a racial taunt.
That's the second bleep of the show.
Yeah, Gabe, cut that. Yeah. You know that South Park episode where he's like, that's a real bit sneaky. Pearl Harbor was a bit sneaky.
It was a bit sneaky. You know they were all cracked out when they did that.
Allegedly. I don't know, were they?
I don't know. I don't think you're going to be like upset they anyone by saying they were.
Suckied up.
No. They were cracked out. There's this video of Hitler on crack too.
Yeah, Hitler liked the fucking gear.
They all did. And the Nazis, they all used to snort it and shit. Like that's some scary shit.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Band of Brothers, the movie?
Never.
The miniseries, sorry. It's a great show. You should watch it. It's very, very good. But at the end of it, they're like the Germans have surrendered and they're in I think they're in Munich or somewhere in the hills of Germany or whatever, and they've just raided Hitler's bunker. And the Germans have, they've surrendered and they're walking along the streets and there's like 200,000 of them. And they're all walking with fucking horses and all this type. And the American military and the Allied forces, they've all got all these like tanks and shit. And they're like, what the fuck are you people doing? Like you're straight out of the fucking Stone Age.
Yeah.
And you try to take on these world powers. But they're all off their head, so they just believe.
Yeah, we could fuck these guys up.
Yeah, literally. But in saying that, we
like
all...
When you're on a bender with your mates and you're hammering...
We didn't do anything.
And you're like, mate, we should start a business together.
Where's the chicks at?
We can fucking take down Apple. It's like the same thing.
You don't have to... There's a lot of dudes that think like that as it is.
Yeah.
You don't have to be on the piss to be like that. Mm. I know a few of them that think that they're going to be the next Steve Jobs and they spend fucking 30 hours a week on their business. It's like, shut up, you dumb cunt.
Yeah. I got mates, I won't... name what industry, but they were like, my mates make fun of them all the time because they were that another well-known big person in that industry. We're at a wedding and the guy who started the business is like, yeah, mate, we're going to fucking sink them in 2 years. And everyone's like, shut up. Like, shut up.
You're not talking about scaffold.
No, I wish.
Jesus. No. What are you going to be the Steve Jobs of scaffold?
Yeah, if you mean I'm going to die of cancer, then probably. then probably I will be Steve Jobs of cancer.
Fair enough.
Yeah
now I used to love the old Christmas do's.
Yeah.
They're good fun.
It's a nice time of year because, like, you go out and, like, there's, like, heaps of Christmas parties there. So everyone's in, like, a really good mood.
Mm.
Yeah, it was good. It was really good.
So what happened? Is there anyone kick on?
me and the boss.
But did anyone carry on?
Nah, it's just funny when you go, because we're old now, we're 30, but all our workforce is like 20,
yep.
Like 20, 21. And it's just funny going drinking with like young dudes. They're just so, like, they just like start wrestling each other and like smashing schooner glasses and like vape, a lot of vape pens.
Yeah.
Yep. Bothered me.
It's healthier than smoking.
And then they're like, oi, I fucking love working for you guys. Like, it's just really, it's great. No, it was good. It was like that because it was fun.
Mate, there is
and then I teased them when they said stuff like that.
Good.
I was like, we don't fucking like having you.
There's a mutual friend of ours, Nathan Stafford.
Great guy.
He, every time he's pissed, he tells me the same story over and over again about how we played footy together for the longest time. He's like, bro, we played from under sevens to like until we were 25 years old and we never had a year off. I was like, I know, mate.
Yeah.
You tell me this every fucking
week.
And
I told you, I just did my meniscus in bed.
Yeah, I did my meniscus in bed. Let me alone, Staff.
It's good. Staff's funny. Staff's really funny. He's a lunatic.
I don't know how
he's a fucking crazy motherfucker.
Man, I was never a big drinker when I was playing, but these people just go. Do not stop. Yeah. I don't know how they do it. And then they get up and go to work at 5 o'clock on the Monday. It's madness.
It's definitely, I'm slowing up. Like I used to, probably like for most of my 20s, would like, because we'd play a lot of Sundays.
Yeah.
And I had no dramas going out to like midnight, 1 o'clock on a Sunday and then getting up at like 5:30 and doing like a whole fucking hard day's work.
Fuck.
Mate, I would fucking rather kill myself now. Like it's crazy. Like even today, so we boozed Friday and we had a few Saturday watching the Socceroos. I didn't get out of bed yesterday.
Mm.
Like I was on life support yesterday.
Yeah.
Fucking like a drip. Like and today was like we were kind of quiet, but there was definitely work that could have got done.
Man, I just...
No, I fucking stayed home all day today.
Did you?
Most of the day. I went and got my car serviced.
Yep.
And like, that was about it.
I just get dusty for days.
Yeah, I'm fucking tired.
Like, you know that feeling of like, you're sort of like here, but you're not here?
Yeah, I'm just like...
That weird sort of out-of-body experience.
Oh.
I have that for days after I get on the piss.
You're just like, I'll go to the kitchen. What did I come in here for?
Yeah, where am I?
Yeah.
Who am I?
Or like, I'll be looking for like... the fucking cup of tea that I just made and then it'll be in like the pantry or something stupid. Like
I threw Glad Wrap in the microwave last night.
Yeah.
Just like the whole thing.
Just do some very...
What the fuck am I doing?
Very dumb stuff.
But that's like... And then there's like my brother he's his birthday on the weekend and he's involved. You know, you're very welcome to come for a beer. I'm sure you've got better things to do than drink with 20-year-olds. Although you did last weekend.
I spent most of this weekend doing it. Why not do it again?
And Darcy's like, mate, you know, when can we catch up? You know, if just family and that, you guys, mate, pretty flat out.
No, you're not.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know, I'm pretty spoken for. Maybe I can do Sunday.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Lunchtime, but yeah. We'll see. I was like, oh, okay, mate. Sorry about that.
Sorry, mate. Bro. You squeeze your big brother in.
Yeah, fuck. But no, they just fucking...
Yeah.
He'll have 20 schooners.
Yeah, he's a big motherfucker too.
He's like, big, 110, 115 kilos. Yeah,
he'd be putting them away.
He just puts them away. Doesn't stop. He needs to grow a beard though. He looks like a baby.
We used to... I know, like, yeah, probably... Like my early 20s, there was three sessions a week easy. Like you do, I'd always do a student night. Like Wednesday, yeah, Wednesday was the gun.
Wednesday is at Fanny's with the best.
Like when I started, I mean, when I was a lad.
When I was a young man.
When I was 17, because I used to go out with a fake ID and I looked very weathered at 17.
Yeah, so yeah, I hear.
Got questioned. But $2.50 vodkas was like,
wow.
At Customs House on a Wednesday night, okay. Student night was $2.50 vodkas.
What year are we talking? 2011?
Yeah, 2010. Yeah, 2009 and 2010.
Okay. Yeah. So I was, I think I turned 18 in 2011 or whatever it was. And Fanny's was the go. Fanny's was still open. In Newcastle, Fanny's was this fucking nightclub that was just hilarious.
It's sick.
It was amazing.
Riddled with STIs.
Oh, like the grossest joint. Yeah. But it was so much fun. We got there one night. We got kicked out of Soho on Derby Street here in Newcastle. We used to go there before and do shots.
That was the only place, because Newcastle where we live got very strict RSA and nightlife kind of laws.
Well, they brought in those laws here for the first like really strict laws in Australia were here in Newcastle, which is shit.
It used to be bad for people getting king hit. Before my time, to be fair, I didn't really see a lot of violence out on the town, but I think maybe the generation before us was pretty fucking loose. I think that's why
100%. They were just, it was king hits going on everywhere. Mm. So anyway, they put those restrictions on. And they basically said, listen, you can't have shots, you can't do this. So there was only one bar that was allowed to do shots for one reason. It was Soho on Derby Street.
They got some special license so they could do...
It was a bar, something like that, or a restaurant.
Yeah.
So we walk in there and it's me and a whole group of people that I know you know, but I don't know if they want to be mentioned in this story.
Yeah, probably not.
We walk in there and they go, mate, too many blokes. You're not coming in. And so one bloke with the initials of M.O., kicks off.
Maui
kicks off. He's fucking, you're kidding, is this fucking King's Cross? Fuck you. So we all go to Fanny's early.
Mm.
And we're the first like six blokes in there.
Get some good real estate.
No one else is in there except for the barmaids and the glassies and that. And M.O., who, do you know who I'm talking about?
No, but I'm pretty dumb.
Mm. First name rhymes with party.
Oh, yeah. Oh, M.O.
Yeah.
The Iron Shoulder.
Yeah. So, M.O.
He wouldn't want this because he's a family man now.
He is.
With a good job.
But this isn't a bad. It's just a funny story. So, every girl that would walk in, M.O. would stand up. And it's only us in the nightclub. He would stand up and applaud as they walked
in. He's very funny.
It was hilarious. So, some gross chick walks in. He's just like... Bravo, bring it in. And like, I'm only like 18 or whatever. It was fucking amazing. And everyone's cool with it in the bar. No one gives a shit. You can do whatever you want in this club.
Yeah.
I think this is where another mate of mine threw a plastic cup at a DJ.
Yeah. That sounds like something I'd do.
Threw a because he wouldn't play a particular song. Threw the glass or the cup, plastic cup that resembles a glass. And then the DJ stops the music.
You just reminded, just I've got a good one after this.
Stops the music and says, "Who was that?" And this bloke, who's a big dude, used to play front row with me, standing up the back with his big bald head, standing and giving the double fingers.
Fuck you. Things you do with your mates.
Oh, what do you got?
You just reminded me about asking the DJ. I'm going to throw my beautiful girlfriend Jessie under the bus here.
Do it.
We're in Byron Bay a couple of years ago at the beach hotel, that big one on the water there. And New Year's Eve, and there was a big enough DJ. It was like Setmo or someone that like.
Who the fuck's
Setmo? It's like if you're into that kind of music, you definitely know who that was.
Yeah.
And he was on, and she's gone up to him with like, you know, when like those annoying girls that were like, play this song with it on her phone to like show him.
Yeah.
And She messaged it to him and was like, play. Was like,
she messaged it to him?
Yeah.
Like, how did she have a number?
On Instagram, just like Instagram. And then,
so she was already in his DMs.
And then he didn't play it. And then she's messaged him again and said, you fucking suck. And then it gets even better. We're like dusty the next day and we're flicking through Instagram stories. I was like, oh, there's, I don't even know if it was Setmo, but it says it was Setmo. It's like, oh, he's got a few stories from the gig we were at last night. And one of them was a screenshot of Jesse's message telling him he fucking sucked. And she was all anxious and shit from like the piss. She's oh, no. I was like, suck shit.
Man, I used to send fucking.
Oh, God.
Stupid.
How's the noise, the head noise after like.
The next day.
You just been
spraying, spray and pray, looking for something to drag home late in the piece.
It's bad.
And then, like, you, like, forget about it. And then one of the boys will message you and then you open up your inbox and you're like, oh, fuck. Do you ever, you just delete them before you even read them? You're just like, I'm not even.
Just saying hey, like, 40 times to different people.
Like, you see they're online, you're like, oi, hey, what are you doing?
Hi.
Yeah.
Hey, what's you?
It's fucking criminal.
It is criminal.
It's fucked up, man.
But that's all a part of being a young bloke.
It is, making those terrible mistakes.
And even people like Gabe's age, I think you should be making those mistakes. It's if you're our age and you're still doing
that's
it.
Oh,
little dicky, ladies and gentlemen, bringing Cola. Oh, little dicky.
Thank you.
Cola. Oh, is that a... Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's getting hot in here, isn't it?
Fucking oh.
Thanks, love.
Thanks, Claire.
Thanks,
you're
love.
A fucking angel.
Noot.
Yeah, it's...
convenient timing.
It's like, because I got mates that still do it now. And to be fair, they're not like married men doing it. They're just old grog monsters. They're like, I'm not going to change. This is who I am now. Sex pest is the right word, Gabe. Yeah. But like, I'm to your point, I'm fully encouraging of like anyone. I don't think anyone should settle down before they're fucking, like, obviously if you're ready to.
Don't harass people. Like, we should make that clear.
I mean, I didn't say that. No.
You're like, talking about spam and shit messages.
Yeah.
What do you know?
How else do you get a route?
Have you not heard of commercial fishing? How do you think that happens?
It's called trawling, Gabe.
Trawling. Hey, you gotta, if you don't cast your net wide enough, you end up with a fucking squid.
You got to buy a ticket to win the raffle.
No, fuck.
Oh, that's oh!
How good's Coke? When you're hungover,
that's refreshing,
mate.
That's another thing I've noticed with my hangovers now, and you know our boy Andrew Huberman, it's obviously to do with your dopamine, but like my eating goes fucking out of control for a few days after I've
drunk. Serotonin?
It's the dopamine.
Okay,
so because I've like just flooded myself with dopamine with drugs and alcohol for a session, your body's trying to get that again. So like it's like food.
So it's hunting it.
So I'm like. KFC, chocolate,
yeah,
soft drink, like yeah. for like yeah. probably 3 days after it, I'm so noticeable. I'm just like,
it's
crazy.
Man, I'm ravenous at the moment because I've been on keto for like a month.
How's it going?
Good.
Yeah.
Good. I'm down to 105 and a half or so from 100.
Obviously, your joints are getting brittle though.
Oh, fuck. They're falling apart.
Yeah, get some milk in you.
So I've lost about 5 kilos in like 3 or 4 weeks.
That's sick.
Yeah. So, but I only wanted to get to 105 anyway.
That's nice. Then,
so next week with Claire's birthday, I'm going to have a big pizza.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Surely some birthday cake too.
Yeah, but possibly. But then I don't know what to do with my diet. Do I keep going or what?
Mate, the silly season's upon us. It's ham season. Well, surely Chrissy Ham would be keto.
I'm not going to be keto through Christmas.
Fuck
that was the whole point of eating it now.
Try and get it off and then.
Lean up now and then jump into it. Yeah. But I also, because of my meniscus tear, I don't know if I told you about that, I can't do much cardio. I can only really do the Stairmaster.
You could row. You're probably bending a bit, Rowan.
You're bending too much. So this is what Lockie was saying. The one that's probably the best is the Stairmaster. So I'll just do that for half an hour, which sucks, dicks. Yeah. But it is what it is. I think on Gabe's point, you shouldn't harass girls.
Yeah, definitely not.
So, okay, let's say that, you know, we meet on a night out. Here you go.
Am I trying to fuck you or what's the go?
You're trying to, obviously you're trying to fuck
me. Okay, cool, yeah. No, I was just making sure.
Yeah, I'm a hot bloke. What is the message the next day? So you probably, it depends on your age. If you're 18, you probably just kissed them.
Yeah.
If you're mid-20s, you probably fucked them.
Yeah. I mean, 18-year-olds seem pretty horny these days.
Nah, but I know. But Gabe, what are you're shaking your head.
No, I was nodding. There's some horny 18-year-olds for sure.
The kids I work with are sex addicts.
Should we get that as a clip that Gabe just said right there? This horny 18-year-old.
I thought he said that the kids were hot.
I can clip that. Now you said it.
Kids are hot. I fucking said it at the fucking live show. That ran the hot take I did.
Yeah,
about fucking kids. That's a career ender. If anyone clips that, I'm gone.
You were the new Brett Finch.
Oh my good lord. Yeah, so that was when I was hammered drunk too, and I was like, afterwards, I was like, what did I fucking say?
It's concerning. So, what? Because like, I would always follow up the next day.
Yeah, that was my, like, you're trying to make out like you're a good bloke. I'd be like, really great seeing you last night.
It was great to meet you.
Like, even though you had like 50 vodka lemonades, you like, don't barely remember seeing her.
But you don't want to fuck it up by going, like, not mess. Because I hated that whole idea that, oh, you need to like wait 4 days until you message him. I would never a fan of that.
Nah, but I think like, it's probably a better technique to go about it than what I did, because I was not exactly a prolific rooter. Like when I was a young bloke.
This may shock you, nor was I.
Yeah, I this is going to come as a fucking...
Everyone, hold on. I know this is crazy.
I know we both look like you are. Brad Pitt, but the boys weren't doing a lot.
We were not rooting much.
Nah, but like, and I like the mates I had that did the most rooting were just like so... ignorant, like, would just be like, I'm never messaging that girl.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, well, who was that fucking good talk you were talking to last night? And they'd be like, don't know, don't care.
Yeah.
And then those girls would be like, please fuck me. Like,
yeah. It's almost like treating them like shit is how they want to be treated.
It's like it's a cliche for a reason.
It's so weird, right? Because you'd think that, because as a man, we want someone to be interested in us. We want someone to listen to our shit.
Especially as an insecure man like us.
Yeah, like us.
Even more so.
But as women, they're so used to people being interested. They want someone to be a little different. They want someone to treat them like shit, which is a weird way to live your life, ladies.
Yeah.
Like, why do you want to be treated like shit all the time?
And then they're like, I only end up with assholes. Why?
It's because all you want is assholes.
Because the nice guys who message you the next day.
Because your dad loves us.
You ain't give them a look in.
Christ.
Oh, no.
We're pretty upset, to be honest. Yes, I'm not over it.
No, I'm sweet, man. I'm fine.
I am okay. Are You Okay Day came out all right for us. Yeah, I
tell you one thing. I'm glad I'm fucking out of that life. Ooh. I'm so like, the older you get, the more you're just like even being out on Friday at the work, dude, I was just like, it's surely time to go home soon. Like, I wanted to keep drinking, but not out.
Yeah.
I wanted to be in my house.
What time was this?
Fuck, 11, I reckon. I was in the Uber.
I would have been home an hour and a half earlier.
Fuck yeah. But like, I still like drinking with my mates, but I want to be in my, like, one of our houses with some sport on the telly.
Sure.
And just like nice selection of drinks and fucking, I hate being out.
Well, as I said,
there's nothing out there for me anymore.
Darcy's birthday this week.
Yeah.
Having all his mates at the pub. And I said to him the other day, well, actually he said, he wrote in the fucking invite, don't tell anyone, I want a small crew. So, cancel me now. Come on.
We'll put the location on paper.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, from 4 in the arvo to late. And I've already planned myself. I'll get there about 5:30, have some dinner.
Yeah.
And then I'll leave at about 8.
Yeah. And that's like,
that's enough.
That's
mate.
Experience.
That's enough.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
Yeah.
But I was doing that when I was young too. I was a bit of a party pooper. I loved leaving. I also had this weird thing where I had to be at I wanted to move on to the next venue all the time. I don't know why.
I got mates like that. I don't want to go, but I need to. So like, for example, I know exactly what you mean. So like on Friday, we were sitting at these tables and then they brought out some signs. So we got there at about 3 and all the tables were available. And then they started bringing out the signs that said, this is tables reserved from 5:30. So at 5 o'clock, I'm like, boys, we need to know what I'm doing. I need to know what I'm doing next.
Yeah.
Whether it's, do we find another table that's not reserved or do we find a new pub?
You don't want to get to 5:30 and go,
and then be fucking standing there with my thumb up my ass. Like,
and that's what dudes do too.
Bikes will do it and then be like, oh, what do you want to do now? I'm like, this could have been solved half an hour ago. We could be doing that now.
Yeah.
It's a control thing, I think. Like, I want to be like, I don't care what we do. I just want to know.
I think it's an anxiety thing.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
You're just like, fuck, I just need to know what the plan
is. And as soon as I know, as I know what the thing is, I don't care. But like, I can't enjoy myself until I know what the next move is.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah. It annoys me, especially when you're drinking, because I'm like, I just want to enjoy my schooners.
There's nothing worse than having a gap between beers.
Nah.
That if it goes for like half an hour, it's awful.
Nothing worse.
And then you get a headache.
Yeah. And you stop.
When you stop. That's the best way. Like, I know I've whinged about getting headaches from beers on this show before, and I've started on the gluten freeze, and good on me. But if you stop drinking, that's when you'll start to get tired.
Yeah.
And this is a lesson for all you young kids out there, Gabe. Never stop drinking.
Don't stop.
Don't stop till you get enough. Yeah. Come on.
Keep the dream alive.
And that's and also, on top of that, if you've got a kid, you get some Me Butt Stinks merch.
That's really cute.
Isn't it?
That's really, really cute. So is that a little bib?
Not Me Dick Stinks, it's Me Butt Stinks. These come out next week.
That's very, very cute.
And the Mum and Dad
Show. And that is just the shirt. I love the Mum and Dad Show shirt. That's cute, and it's just so typical of you to turn a baby into an opportunity to sell merchandise. Now, and good on you.
We are working on, and I haven't told you guys this, we are working on Keen to Win Our merch as well.
Huge.
Cool. So we have a designer working on it at the moment.
It's very exciting.
And I'll be able to show you shortly.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
What?
Exciting. Oh, because we were talking about, we were having this conversation. Remember the scene?
How many fucking scene changes did you just do?
I'm just... Hey. Doing my thing.
You just did 15 fucking shot changes. Hey.
And they were all perfect.
They were terrible. They were for 1 second.
Stay in your lane, mate. This is what he does.
I caught it out in the corner of my eye. It started flashing. I nearly had an epileptic fit.
We'll do the panicking. Funny. Gabe will do the scene changes.
just show Bluey on the dial what you just did.
Do it again. Do it again.
You just did this. No, you did not do that. You went like this. It was quicker than that too. Oof. People at home are going, Now, hot takes is a topic that we love on this show. Now, there are two hot takes in that box that I want you to take on right now.
I
have no idea what they are, too. I think they're from the live show, Leftover. Have you had a look at them?
No, I've like put them in there.
Oh, you put new ones in there. Oh.
I'll fucking take this on right now. For those of you listening, this is... from the Anal Fantasy Collection. It's the Classics Prostate Stimulator from the good people at Pipe Dream.
not to be... And there's also...
No, you laugh. There's two of them.
I know. Well, one's actually different. It's a cock ring and an anal stimulator.
This one is the... Yeah, sorry. So that's the Classics Prostate Stimulator.
Not to be confused with...
Yeah. Don't get them mixed up because this one's the arsegasm cock ring plug.
I need an arsegasm. You ever been blocked up after a couple of fucking too many fried foods and you need a bit of an arsgasm? Get moving.
If I had to take my pick, I want this just because this one's definitely waterproof. It says it's waterproof.
This one's not waterproof. What does that mean? It's made of cardboard or something.
That is so funny.
Lift the taboo associated with anal sex and discover incredible pleasure with our Anal Fantasy Collection.
Includes down the bottom, like, you know, when... Like you'd buy kids as toys as a kid, and it would be like includes batteries, blah blah. This one says includes one arsegasm plug with cock ring. I was like, fucking Jesus!
Total insertable length 4.5 inches.
Here's the specs if you're interested at home.
Is this a brand deal? Is this our first sponsorship?
Have we finally got a sponsor on the show,
ladies and gentlemen? With the code word Butterfill, you can also have an arsegasm. Someone sent these to me to the Mum and Dad Show. To the PO box, and I thought I'd include them in today's episode.
Thank you, whoever sent these.
What's this?
What are we talking? Insertable length, 4 inches, width, 1.25 inches, and the cock ring diameter, 1.5 inches.
So you might be thinking to yourself, why buy the Anal Fantasy Collection? Well, it promises explosive ejaculation, cleverly curved for P-spot stimulation, ooh, perineum stimulation, and sturdy handle for easy removal.
I mean, Christmas is just around the corner.
Yeah, so...
Get Mum what she wants this year.
I don't know what to...
We should give them away on the Patreon.
We should 100% be giving these away as a competition.
Okay.
Well, how...
To anyone.
Maybe we put up a post and like pick a random comment. If someone wants one.
Gabe, I love where you're
Gabe's going to put up a comment on the Patreon. Remember, it's only $1 a month to join. And we're going to give away some merch and some some anal fantasy.
I mean, for some people, it is the final fantasy.
I have seen One Man, One Job.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that got sent to me. Oh, hang on. Cleanup is a snap after the fun with a toy cleaner and warm water. Gross.
This is great. That's so funny. Yeah, we'll put a post up and pick two comments.
What does this word say?
Bulbous?
Bulbous.
Bulbous. That's the bulbous. I think it's the end of it. It's like
I actually have these as well. You can stick this up your ass if you want. Actually, no, wait. You can't. It says...
It actually, you had to specify on this. It said please do not put this figurine in your ass. But this one,
I thought that was so
this
funny.
Figurine, you can definitely put in your ass. It's actually what it's designed for. That's
have,
so funny.
Why do we have so many sexually fucking?
Yeah, this is getting gay. This but look, I'm just as I look around the table, I see three plastic dicks, some gaping assholes, like dildos.
Dana White.
Dana White's about the straightest thing.
I don't know
on
if he'd
table.
Be happy about that.
The gayest thing of all, the VHS of Bootman.
Hey, yeah. There's a fucking real straight bloke in there by the name of Predator Number 7 or whatever his name was.
That's funny.
Let me just.
That's great. That really caught me off guard.
Let me just show you something, though.
Now I'm horny.
I'll have to find out who sent me this fucking photo. It's one of my brothers. I think it was a text message. Hang on. Let me find it. Now, I don't know if the person in the photo wants this photo out there. So I might not be able to show it off.
But show me.
I'll show you. It's a photo of someone we know. Oh, it's gone.
With the anal fantasy prostate stimulator.
Fuck, it's gone. I knew I should have screenshotted it. Did I send it to Claire? I definitely sent it to Claire. I sent everything to Claire. Oh, it's gone. Fuck. It was a great photo. I'll message Darcy and get him to send it to me.
Nice.
Oh, it's seen already. How did he already see that?
Oh, no.
That was quick. Fuck. Jesus Christ. Instagram messages. Young blokes on Instagram. There is something I want to talk about just for the Patreon episode today.
Are we close?
We're at 50 minutes.
Okay, we'll do a little more.
Yeah, we'll do a little more, but I want to talk about it on the Patreon episode. It's about Dan Andrews. So I would like to talk to
Dictator
him.
Dictator Dan.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about him, but he's... Now, this is a photo of someone who you may know. Darcy just sent it to me.
Oh, he got it. Fuck, he's quick. Jesus Christ.
Sent it to me. It's of a gentleman that played for his state in rugby league, one of the toughest games of all. He played 229 first grade games for the Newcastle Knights, scored 26 tries, captained the side in the 97 grand final. And I don't know if he wants to have this available publicly, so I won't do that. Because he might not get me any Christmas presents, although he doesn't do that anyway. But when he comes on the podcast, which we need to organize.
We have to get your old man on.
Have a look at that photo.
Classic Bali merch.
He's wearing a t-shirt that says, I'm not gay, but 20 bucks is 20 bucks. That is hilarious to see your dad in.
Yeah.
And I like it.
That's a classic Bali singlet. They used to have those like stickers that you could buy that would say like, I fuck retarded amputee midgets and just all sorts of... Insane.
Which should be merged, by the way.
Which is obviously what our cancel me now merch is.
But young Jonas was just in Bali, so he was over there fucking some ladyboys and he must have got dad that present.
Stocked up on some good prezzies for
some
the old.
Some good prezzies.
What's, Christmas is like almost here too.
I know.
Do you guys do a big prezzies, like everyone get prezzies and stuff?
I get Claire a pretty fine array. I've got mum a pretty
as
good
the queen,
present.
Mate. You got to get the queen fucking.
She's, well, it's her birthday on Sunday, so I've got her some fucking schmicko presents.
She's a lucky lady.
And but mum's got a good one this year.
Nice.
I can't say.
Do you do Secret Santa? Because you've got a big family. Do you like, mate, what is everyone? I mean, you got a lot of money.
I've been trying desperately to bring Secret Santa. Yeah. Because there's people in my family that I care about, but they don't deserve a gift from me.
That's the hard thing. I mean, but unfortunately, they're family. So you're obliged to some degree.
But that's why you want to do Secret Santa. So
Secret Santa just is like.
It's so much. So
I would have loved to get you something, mate, but it's Secret Santa.
That's the rules.
Sorry, mate. It's the rules.
So we had a lot of negative feedback surrounding Secret Santa. Mostly from my gran, because she had a bad experience with Secret Santa. She got a shit present once.
Was it one of these?
It was two of these. And so she said, we're not doing Secret Santa in this house or in this family.
It's very selfish, Nan.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Very selfish from the matriarch.
So we've fucking, I've complained to her and Pop.
In writing?
Care. Not in writing. She can't read that well.
Okay.
But she can read. She just doesn't have very, very, very good eyes. She has all right eyes. They're not too bad. Good on you, gran. Now, we do have Secret Santa happening this year. But then there were complaints about, well, what if I want to get you a present or your mother? I said, you can do that, but you just don't have to get everyone something. Because if you're spending 50 bucks on everyone.
Per person. There's a lot of Butterfields.
There's a lot, right? And then there's Claire's family and then there's, you know, my family.
It gets ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's why should you fucking spend 50 bucks on your uncle who.
Who molested you.
Who fucked me. Who bought us these.
I'm on fire today.
This
got me fired up, this thing.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Diet Coke and butt plugs, mate. That's a secret to a good podcast.
So this is a cock ring. Let's pull it out. Anyway, so we're
getting distracted. Actually, this is, I can't wait for someone to win this.
Oh, look at these. I don't know if I want that in my bottom. Make sure if you do win these, you wash them afterwards.
You should sign them, Isaac.
Yeah. What the fuck? Oh, it's fucking a bit of weight to it,
isn't it? Imagine that in your ass. Hang on, how's that a cock ring?
That's what I'm trying to think. No, is, so is it for yourself?
No, yeah, it's for you. So that goes, guys, listen, switch on.
Listen up.
I'm just guessing here, but I'm pretty sure that goes up your ass and yeah. then you go through there.
But I from what I hear.
This is going to be. Then that.
But you can't, that's, which is that too big for your cock?
I mean.
Or am I revealing too?
I mean, for mine, yes.
What, way too big. Yeah. Unbelievably.
Yeah. No, that's pretty. That's a big. That's like, girthy. Can you see? Look at that. That's a girthy hole.
You know the game cornholing? Like when the thing just falls straight in? That'd be my doodle. Just like, so, wouldn't even touch the sides.
But apparently what you do, someone's holding.
Stretching it out.
Is you wrap it around.
Stop, your, don't break it. Someone's going to win this.
No, yeah. It's really
don't. No, I want someone to win
it's
it.
It's stretch. I'm not going
to
break it.
I just want someone to win it.
But it's quite stretchy. You're supposed to wrap it around your girth and your ball sack.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to force. So imagine wearing this contraption with this around your balls and your dick and that up your ass. That's a lot of. Imagine.
It's a big knot.
Like, it's hard to, you know, I don't want to get too.
I know we've come from, we've got off Secret Santa and we're back on the butt plugs. But this is great.
Could you imagine being like, this is how horny you are? Like, I know sometimes it's hard to maintain an erection when you're putting like a condom on.
Imagine yeah, they used to. Condoms used to like just be, I was over.
It's so bad.
I'd just be like, I'm so sorry. It's not so you. Bad. It's the condoms.
Yes, 100%.
I just like the idea of getting you pregnant just got me so horny.
I just want to be a dad, man.
I just want to knock you up and not see that kid ever.
But then you got to put this thing in. Man, I don't know about it.
Yeah,
should straight people be playing with prostates?
Fuck it's, yeah.
Nah, mate.
Not you don't like getting the butthole tampered with?
I got so many hemorrhoids.
Yeah, oh, true. Right. Downtown Baghdad.
On the topic of Baghdad, in the box, we're going to put Colin Powell.
Oh, yeah. Nice collectible.
Yeah, that's a nice collectible.
Should we sign it? We got a pen?
100% we'll sign it. There's a pen over there.
Somebody. Pen, texter. What do we want?
What do we want? We want
something good for that? Autographs. You got a Sharpie there? Yeah, Sharpie's good.
Yeah, just drop them on the ground, Gabe. Good move.
But yeah, no, it's the Prezi's at Christmas time get fucking ridiculous. Like, you just, well, we're really lucky. So Jesse and I, we're saving to go to America. We've got a good mate getting married in Hawaii next year.
Mm.
And we're going to America early next year. Mm-hmm. So we've got the excuse this year that we're saving up. We're like, oh guys, you're not getting shit from us this year. We're saving for America.
That's fair though. Is that dry enough?
Someone get General Colin Powell.
So does only one winner get the signed Colin Powell?
Maybe.
Well, we have another one.
Dick Cheney's up the back there, I think.
Dick.
Dick Butthole.
All right. We may as well open the other one.
This is the sort of shit that people want from Patreon.
Yes.
Butt plugs.
Oh, no.
Yo.
What's wrong with that one?
That's fucking intense is what's wrong with it.
I think someone's put a packet of shapes in here.
Oh, which?
Oh, this is going to blow everyone away.
Open the other, you can see through on the other side.
Oh,
I can see it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was looking at
he
that.
He was looking at the silver side. I was like, oh my God. I was like looking at it like, what the fuck?
Yeah, well, it does look like a packet of shapes.
That angle, yeah.
So don't use these. Let's be honest. Don't use these. Or at least wash them before you use them.
Definitely. Do whatever you want with them. It's a free country.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I'm touching. Oh, that's really hard.
That's what they're
going to
be saying.
Oh, same.
Oh.
That's pretty solid, mate. Like that.
So what's that contraption?
So this is the I'm glad you asked. This is the classics.
Who sent these to us? That's fucking great.
So I'll tell you who sent these.
You're using it like Raphael from Ninja Turtles.
This lady called Mandy. She sent Claire all these beautiful gifts, like these fucking these smelly things and all this type of stuff. And then she sent me these to make my own smelly things. What an angel. I guess.
Yeah. That's great.
Beautiful. Colin Powell, you're going in there. I'll put him in the plastic.
Yeah. That's Dick Cheney.
Sorry. Dick Cheney's going in there.
Yeah, so Gabe will come up with for the Patreon this week. There'll just be a chance for you guys to win a couple of pieces from the Anal Fantasy Collection and a couple of signed Iraq War fucking orchestrators.
Well, this is going to be second prize. I'll tell you what first prize is going to be. If you join Patreon and to the members there, I'm going to give away $500 this week too. How about that? Sounds good?
Oh, what?
500 beans. What?
Cash?
500, well, bank transfer.
Yeah, but like.
Yeah, cash.
Cash.
Fuck, $500, all right? So join Patreon this week, ladies and gentlemen, on the topic. Oh, look at this.
Let's be honest. Yeah, leave that. That's perfect. Yeah, and to be fair, whoever wins that 500 is just going to be buying this shit anyway.
Yeah, so. That's fair. So, ladies and gentlemen, join us on Patreon. The link is down below. Bluey, Nilsson, anything to add?
Nah, I wish I knew there was $500 up for grabs.
Join the Daily Blue. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next week. Toodaloo, au revoir. Bye-bye. We're going to go over to Patreon right now for some uncensored beef that I have.
We're gonna try these things out too. I'm going to take them for a spin.
Get the lube, Gabe. Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.